From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. House Republicans are nominating Wisconsin Congressman Paul Ryan to succeed John Boehner as Speaker. The full House will vote on the nomination tomorrow. Former Illinois Congressman Dennis Hastert, the nation's longest-serving Republican House Speaker, is pleading guilty to violating banking reporting laws. As described in the plea deal, he had agreed to pay $3.5 million in hush money to hide past misconduct. Prosecutors have agreed to a sentencing range from no prison to 6 months. The Republican candidates for president are gathering for their third debate tonight at the University of Colorado. NPR's Mara Liasson reports it's sponsored by CNBC and will focus on the economy.
The candidates will be asked about their policies on taxes, entitlements, and job growth, but the state of the race will also play a big role. There are new polls in Iowa and nationally that show retired neurosurgeon Ben Carson overtaking billionaire reality show host Donald Trump as the front runner. And Jeb Bush, who was the establishment pick early on, has been downsizing his campaign, laying off staff and reassuring top donors that he does have a long-term strategy to win the nomination. Freshman Senators Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio are the two other candidates that make up the second tier, along with Bush. They'll be on stage tonight, so will Mike Huckabee, Rand Paul, Carly Fiorina, Chris Christie, and John Kasich. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.
Interest rates will remain near zero, at least into December. At the end of a two-day meeting, the Federal Reserve announced today that its policymakers had decided to keep rates where they are based on economic and financial developments in the U.S. and overseas. They had previously raised concerns about the impact that weakness in China's economy and other markets might have on the U.S. economy. A sophisticated Defense Department blimp that floated away this afternoon appears to be close to landing. At last check, military trackers said it's approaching the ground. NPR's Jeff Brumfield has more on just what this runaway flying object is.
The huge white blimp is outfitted with sensors designed to look for cruise missiles and other low-flying objects. Around